The House has passed a bill that would cap the monthly cost of insulin at $35 for patients with insurance. Health experts say the legislation to contain insulin costs would offer significant relief to those with private insurance and Medicare recipients, potentially hundreds of dollars a month if the price of insulin was only $35, but the bill does nothing to help the uninsured. Even though the measures passed in the Democratic-controlled House, its future in the Senate is uncertain. Critics say the bill would raise premiums, and it fails to target pharmaceutical middlemen considered a factor in high pricing. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says Democrats are just reaching for a campaign issue, saying the GOP would agree to changes in prescription costs if the other side dropped its bid to allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices. I'm Jackie Quinn.